Fighters, if you are a sales professional in the construction industry, I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/salespro. This will take you to our free Facebook group, Contractor Sales Pros. That's a place where you can ask questions, share strategies and best practices to help each other grow and get better as salespeople in the construction industry. So don't miss an opportunity to get better. Every single one of us has room to grow. So head to thecontractorfight.com/salespro.
Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. The definition of accountability is an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility or to account for one's actions. I'm bringing that up today because over the last few days, I've spoken to several of our members, both in our group coaching battleground and as part of our one-to-one coaching program, and came across a couple of guys that on the surface level, really have it together and are kicking ass. And what struck me was that they're both reaching out to me to get accountability because they feel like they were unable to kind of maintain the level of excellence, whatever you want, label you want to throw at it by themselves. So initially, I'm not really that surprised by that. Accountability is a big part of the contractor fight, and it really is incorporated at pretty much every level of programming that we offer. But what struck me was how these two guys had completely different issues going on, yet they both came to the same solution of having somebody hold them accountable. So the first dude is amazing with the daily mundane shit. You know, his admin left recently and he took all that burden on himself and has really just got his nose to the grindstone and is focused on production, focused on scheduling, focused on job costing, all of the things that need to happen in his business, which is great. And you think, oh, I wish I could do that crap. And frankly, I kind of wish I did have that discipline myself. But where he's missing the mark is he's lost focus on the midterm and the long term. And, you know, this guy's in the process of scaling his business and, you know, taking your eye off those balls, just really kind of like he feels like he's just kind of spinning his wheels, not getting anywhere. While he's making great progress and great margins and that stuff, he's not moving towards his greater goal of scaling his business. He's getting frustrated and just needs me or somebody to keep a boot to his throat and keep his eyes on the horizon so he keeps moving forward. The other dude is the exact opposite. And I'll preface this off by saying that this guy is a complete beast of a businessman, has amazing passion, amazing drive, and you really just can't keep him down. So I was kind of surprised when he reached out about the subject with us, because I didn't see it coming. And the long and short of it is, it's a primarily a seasonal heavy business. And this guy tends to bust his ass working super hard when you get these surges in workflow and then gets himself burned out. And as a result, starts procrastinating and doing work. And this kind of goes hand in hand with like that big surge always results in filling up the schedule, lots of estimates, lots of leads, moving the business forward. But by the time he gets through that big push and exhausts himself, everything looks pretty decent. So he can kind of take his foot off the gas and start dicking around on social media or YouTube or something like that, think that everything's set. And then lo and behold, as I'm sure most of us have experienced, the gravy train kind of comes to and then you start seeing the schedule cards, the booked out weeks start flying back in your direction and the scheduling getting thin. And then it's panic mode and all those leads that you've been left sitting around or haven't followed up on come priority one. And you just whip yourself into a frenzy, throw all your processes out the window and try and make up and, you know, make it rain to fill the schedule up again. And the cycle just repeats itself. So the one thing I love about both these guys is that they own their shit, right? It's like they have totally different problems, but the root solution is they just need somebody or themselves to just kind of hold themselves accountable and grab themselves by the back of the neck and get shit happening. And, you know, this sounds like you, if you feel like you've got accountability problems, be like these dudes, you know, just be objective. Look at yourself, see how you're acting, see what you're getting done, what you're not getting done. And call yourself out on it. Like, don't give yourself a pass. And, you know, one great thing about having an actual accountability partner that's a different person is that ideally, if that person is truly committed to the job, is they will call you out on your shit. the fight team is notorious for being pretty brutal with each other as far as honesty. We're not savages, but just calling each other our shit, and not to be critical or anything like that, but to hold ourselves to our goals. We all talk about our individual goals. We talk about our mutual goals. And part of what makes the fight team work so well is that we're all aligned to help each of us individually get where we're going, because we know if that happens, that the fight team is going to kick all kinds of fucking ass as a result of that. So with that, I'm going to leave you. If you need some accountability, one, start within. You're always traveling with yourself. You're always driving around. So get used to the habit of just looking at yourself and calling your old and bullshit out. And then ideally get yourself another accountability partner, somebody that you can rely on to talk the truth to you, somebody that will be there when you really want to start unloading some shit. And I think you will find that a lot of these bad habits, a lot of these glass ceilings that we find ourselves up again can be smashed through because you get some more perspective and you get a little bit more drive, a little more spring in your step. So with that, I will leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.